Okay, can we please get the standardized pronunciation now before the World Cup officially starts on Sunday? Your morning team, it's 621 on WSWU with Charlie, Denise, and Pat. So, yeah, World Cup soccer, as we would refer to it here, is ready to start on Sunday. And this year, the tournament is being played in, all right, are we going to call it Qatar? Are we going to call it Cutter? Gutter? I'm hearing all the different pronunciations. Would somebody please standardize it so everyone's saying the same thing? That's all I got to say.
I always thought it was Cutter.
Yeah. I thought that until I heard a few other references.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
I guess, can't we just call the officials there and say, please pronounce your country's name for it? In case you're planning to travel, by the way, to said country, you should know that there's official updates on the governmental online sites about what is going to perhaps cause you problems should you do certain things or bring certain things into the country. In fact, it says here the country has spent the last year trying to prepare for the huge influx of fans, trying to get messages out so everyone understands. Banned items that could land you prison time if you tried to bring them into gutter, Qatar. Alcohol. Do not bring alcohol into the country.
Yeah.
Do not bring pornography into the country.
Yeah.
Leave your sex toys at home. And don't bring in pork. That's all not allowable. Also, if you are caught swearing or making rude gestures in public, that can be considered an obscene act and you could be jailed or even deported.
How are they going to hold the World Cup?
Just go into the stands.
All right.
Let's see. Any intimacy in public can lead to an arrest. Also, you're warned to dress modestly in public, even while you're driving. Okay. And both men and women are advised not to wear shorts or sleeveless tops when going into government buildings, healthcare facilities, or shopping areas.
Pretty much anywhere.
Pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Although, don't wear shorts or sleeveless tops going into a healthcare facility when they're probably going to tell me, please take off your shirt when I get I need to examine you. just so you know, in case you have any intent to travel, this is information coming from the government websites of information. Qatar will actually kick off the tournament playing Ecuador in the opening game on Sunday, this Sunday.
Is that the size of Connecticut? I think I may have heard that.
I know it's small.
Yeah, it's very small.
Yeah. Well,
six different stadiums in that area.
Small country, but a long list of information.
Right.
And, of course, the U.S. is playing this year. We qualified for the World Cup. I can't remember when our first game is.
Is it Monday? I'll look into that. Okay. I'll look into that. Could be Monday.
All right. I'm sorry, but so at this time, World Cup soccer is not on my radar. Because it's usually played in the summer, but because of the extreme heat, they're playing it in a fall-winter type season for the first time ever.
Now, obviously, worldwide, it's going to do very well.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think it'll be do decent here, but this is the first time I can remember where it's going to have to take on mighty football.
Yeah, that's not going to be easy.
Not football. Football.
Yes.